the show gets more ridiculous as it goes on every day.
That's a terrible thing to say.
Would you fancy tucking into a pizza covered in worms for your tea tonight? That's what you've written, is it?
I didn't write that, but if it says it there, then just read it.
Well, now you can. Retailers on Belfast High Street, I don't believe this is true, are selling make-your-own bug pizza kits alongside Bush Tucker trial games featuring freeze-dried crickets and locusts. Is this true?
Yes. I've got one of them here. I have the Bush Tucker trial.
Don't open the box!
Challenge.
Don't
worry.
Are they dead or alive?
I think they're dead. Oh, God. Dropped it there. No, they're dead. They're dried, I think. I wonder if you put water into these things so they come back to life. Is that a stupid thing to say? Yeah.
Right. So they're now
mealworms, crickets and locusts, right? And how this game seems to work, you open it up and there is a wheel and you spin the arrow and then you are meant to eat whatever that lands on. So spin it here. So you technically would have to eat a cricket.
Right.
And if you eat the cricket, you win 1 star.
That's wonderful.
Do you want a cricket?
No, I'll not be doing any of that nonsense. The journalist, Ant Miller, is with us this morning. Good morning to you, Ant.
Good morning, Stephen. How are you?
Well, I'm all right, but some people are taking this seriously because John Carmody. Is it Carmody or Carmody?
Carmody.
What?
Carmody.
Carmody. I should really ask him. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Stephen.
Is it Carmody or Carmody?
It's Carmody.
Carmody. Well, you were wrong.
you were wrong with both your options.
John Carmody from the Animal Rights Action Group. You seriously are saying, John, that this is animal cruelty, are you?
You know, Stephen, what I'm saying is there's someone who came up with this idea is either clearly a dumbass or someone who's not very clever and that's pretty much looking for attention. Because, look, let's face it, we're not talking about a dog or a cat here. We're not talking about a cow, a pig, or a sheep. So I think in many ways, a lot of your listeners would probably think I am a nut job, and people who share my opinion that no insects, regardless what kind of an insect, should be stuck into this stupid pizza, which is a stupid idea in my opinion. And I can only hope that by having this conversation that some of your listeners may understand that not only is it like grotesque to stick these...
Why is it grotesque? Why?
Well, I think it is. I mean, you know, most people would see, you know, insects and bugs as being, you know, off-putting creatures that come out of the grass and, you know, so hopefully they'll be able to join the
But do you believe this is animal cruelty? Because you've said, I note that you've said insects are exactly the same as animals and their life should not be sacrificed for a silly game. So do you actually think this is animal cruelty to eat a locust?
You know, I think it's unfair. We don't understand, Stephen, insects. We still haven't reached that point yet. So what we're doing is, you know, we're playing off of what's going on in that jungle thing that's happening in Australia at the minute. We're seeing how it plays out and obviously getting, I suppose, a laugh off it, really, because, I mean, you're going to get people that want to try kind of jumping on top of this latest craze now, which is absolutely stupid. But
do you think this is animal cruelty?
I think it's insect cruelty and bug cruelty. We don't understand them. I mean, if I could say, like, I mean, there was a report that came out a couple of years ago from the National Academy of Sciences, Stephen, and I won't get into too much heavy scientific talk on this, but they did say about insects' brains, they said, although they're very small, they can perform the very same, like, functions as the human midbrain. And that they've got, you know, they basically have their own kind of way of living and, you know, that we probably don't always understand.
Aunt Miller, you were laughing.
I was laughing. I find it hard to take it seriously, but clearly I'm one of those dumb hysterias that he refers to. Listen, I think the more insects we eat, the better. The less we'll have to hit with shoes. Do you know what I mean? And I think the games are hilarious. I can't wait, actually. I think I'm probably going to get it in for Christmas and watch my family cringe as they down their gin and tonics and some worms.
But John Carmody has just told you about insects having brains, and this is insect cruelty.
Well, like, we use the worms to catch our fish for our fish suppers on a Friday. I mean, how are we going to get the fish if we don't use the worms? So if it's okay for a fish to eat them, I can eat them too. Sure, it's only a bit of banter.
Well, it goes more than that. It just shows our stupidity, to be honest with you. And again, I'll restate that whoever came up with this crazy and warped idea genuinely needs their head examined. But maybe it probably won't. It's just probably a phase and probably, you know, people won't buy into it, and I hope to God they don't buy into it, because, you know, we've already, you know, we're trying our best to try to get people to just understand the pig, like cows and the sheep, and you would have covered
honestly,
the meat issue before,
honestly,
Stephen. So let alone trying to get people to understand insects and bugs, which I think we're light years off of at the minute. But at least if we can at least highlight this issue, what we're doing on your show this morning, then maybe we have people reconsider. But I don't think this will last forever. I think it's just a little phase that's happened at the minute, and I think people will move on from it, because I cannot see people eating these stupid pieces with these insects on top of them.
John, if I may say, first of all, one of the things, you talked about science here. I'm definitely not a scientist, so I'm not getting into scientist conversation.
I'm not myself.
Right. However, I do know that we're actually currently developing being able to eat cockroaches and all these different insects because of the protein that they give us, and it's a more sustainable way of eating.
Eating a cockroach?
Yeah, in the future, apparently, we're going to view these things as like treats. Instead of giving our children chocolate buttons, we'll give them a nice chocolate cockroach.
Could you see yourself ever eating a cockroach?
Can I just say,
how honest do I have to be? I did try one in Thailand years ago.
Did you?
It was disgusting.
That's not the only thing you tried in Thailand.
I know. Behave. Do you want to try one of these? If I spin this, the other option
make
with
him
this
eat one. Make but, him eat one. Make
the,
him
the
do
other
one.
Option with this game is you could have
that
to
would
eat
be insect
jelly beans,
cruelty, according to John.
Chili peppers.
How could we
or
possibly?
Rice.
Someone was talking about this the other day.
Yes.
About the lack of the alleging bias on the Nolan show.
Yes.
How could we possibly even introduce the thought of you or I or anybody else eating one of those if John Carmody is saying
do it?
John Carmody is saying it is insect cruelty. Are you actually saying this is an animal rights abuse, John?
I think that, look, we're not talking about a dog or a cat here. We're not talking about a pig, a cow or a sheep. But I genuinely believe...
Is it animal cruelty or not?
Well, it's not a simple case of yes or no, because if I say yes, all of a sudden your listeners are just going to have some kind of a laugh at their
it's not a laughing matter to you, which is why I'm asking you a straight question.
Well, I need to explain my position on that one. I just don't think at this minute or at this moment in time that we do get insects or bugs. We just don't understand them. There hasn't been enough research done into their lives and into the way they operate and they live. So as a result, we see them as not more than pests. So yeah, fair enough. You're going to have people that will find it funny to be sticking these things into pieces. But you know what? The more your collar goes on, the more I think it might be a good idea to get these insects into these pieces, because very well it might put people off, and more than anything else, it might get people to question all these animals who want to live free from pain and suffering. Because I do believe bugs and insects want to live. They want to be free from being crushed on the end of someone's shoe, or are being killed with, you know, a can of insect repellent. And
so, John, are you the type that if there was a little spider in the house or a wasp, are you the type wouldn't stand on it or swat it? Would you try to capture it and release it?
Fair question, Stephen. And you know what? I've never, ever wanted to come across on your show or anywhere else, for that matter, as being perfect, because I'm not. But I suppose what I do try to do in my day-to-day business is try not to hurt. If I do come across spiders, and you know, I will try to put them outside.
I do that. If there's a bug or a fly or a wasp in my house, I will try and capture it, put it outside, and start squashing it. Yeah, it just seems, I don't know why you need to end that thing, whatever it is, its life.
I run away.
But when you have a man that helps you with your spiders.
I do. I run away. Yes. I would run away from a spider.
Really?
Yes.
I'm not that keen on them, but I would let them out instead of killing them.
I'd run away from a spider immediately.
Anyway, you're off topic now.
And in terms of if there was a rat or a mouse in the house, are you against John, I don't know, Rent-A-Kill or whoever they are?
I know it sounds strange, but I genuinely have some kind of a fear or phobia of them, but I would never hurt them, Stephen. I would, thankfully it hasn't happened to date, but even as you're bringing that up, I'm cringing. My whole body's gone into bloody.
Yes.
I do have a phobia and fear, but I just wouldn't want anything.
There was this
little
dinky mouse, like a wee small mouse.
A baby mouse.
In my house. There was a number of baby mices. The mice. There was a number of baby mice. Around my house. They're thankfully all gone a couple of years ago now. There was a wee hole in the house and I got it filled up. But then one of them died, and I genuinely, Aunt Miller, had to bring down two men to lift that little mouse.
I'm afraid I'd be exactly the same. You can find me behind the sofa squealing. I wouldn't fancy lifting that wee.
I moved out. I am not joking. I moved up to my mother's house because these men were not available that night. They came down the next night and I moved
to lift a dead mouse.
I found this mouse.
What did you think it was going to do to you?
I found this mouse at 2 a.m. in the morning.
It was dead.
Because I went to the kitchen to have a wee feed like I do at 2 a.m. in the morning.
Yes, you do.
And I opened the cupboard and there it was. And it was dead.
So what were you worried about?
Caught. I screamed and left the house at 2 a.m. in the morning. It was a 40-minute drive up to my mother's.
You're an idiot.
I could not live in a house with a mouse.
You do want to try some of this bush tucker. It gives you the nutritional information on the back in case you want to know how much fat and sugar and stuff.
Many calories is in a cricket?
Well, it doesn't break it down to per 100 grams.
I don't care.
What is that? 413. That's quite a few.
I really don't care. Okay.
Stephen, can I say this?
Yes, John.
Some of your listeners may not know, and they may actually be repulsed by what I'm going to, tell your listeners, that if they're eating jelly beans, believe it or not, it contains an excrement from bugs called shellac.
No, it doesn't. Jelly beans has what excrement?
Yeah. It's called shellac. It comes from a bug species. I don't know exactly what bug it comes from, but I do know it comes from the feet. Bug feces. Okay. So it gives you that glaze and that shine.
I don't like that word, feces.
You see now we're talking about poos?
Yes.
Well, that's the reality.
I'm genuinely trying to hold mine in so that the next time I get weighed, I'll go for poo just before it and then I'll be slightly lighter.
Can you believe this man has won many awards for his radio program?
Who'd have guessed it? Happy song.
Not for this one, anyway.
Thank you, John. Thank you, Ant.
Thank you very much, Stephen. It's a pleasure as always.
Thank you, young Vincent.
Bye-bye.
Here's Stuart and Clougher. Morning, Stuart.
Yeah, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning.
Can't see this really going ahead for too long, this crazy idea of eating bugs. I mean, there'd be spiders in our house a lot of time. Apparently, a lot of the older generation believe if you want to get rid of spiders, you put chestnuts in all the windows in the house. That stops spiders from coming into the house for whatever reason.
You put chestnuts?
Chestnuts in the windowsills.
Really?
It seems to work. But I'd be a good believer, Stephen, and I believe in the sort of not killing any animals. My wife goes mad. I would put all spiders out, get a wee bit of tissue paper, put all types of insects outside. For instance, I saved a mouse one time from getting stood on, and people at work thought I was mad. Put that mouse out for it to come back in again. I just believe that, animals have a sort of a right entitlement to live as well.
Not in my house, they don't.
Nobody really wants an infestation of mice.
Oh, for goodness sake, I would faint. Lynn and Donald. Morning, Lynn. Even talking about these things. Good morning.
Would you grow a pear?
What do you mean?
Please. You're talking there, a grown man of, 44 years of age.
44, yes.
And you're running out of the house when there's a dead mouse?
Yes, I did run out of the house.
I know, you said that. Please, behave yourself.
I went up to the kitchen and opened the cupboard under the sink and there was a mouse and I screamed. In fact, I nearly took a heart attack. And I ran out of my wee boxer shorts. I ran out of the house with my wee chubby legs.
For a Monday morning.
That's too much information.
And I ran sprinting out of the house, got into the car, drove up to Audrey's in my boxer shorts.
I'm telling you,
I ran out of the house as if there was a man there with a hatchet.
Did you not stop there for a minute and look at that wee dead mouse and say, what harm is this going to do me? And then you're going to pay two men came down.
Yes.
Here, sir,
on a
separate occasion, he got Gareth down to pick this mouse up that was in a drawer, a dead mouse. And it must have been there for about 3 weeks.
Oh, please.
There wasn't a lot left of it.
Oh, what's even better? You get better.
Unbelievable.
And also, can I just say before I go?
Yes.
We were talking about spiders and things in the house, wasps and that. I wouldn't kill anything, any living creature.
Did you not?
I don't know if you've ever heard a wee song. There's a wee song goes, all God's children have a place in the choir. Something low and something higher.
Because she's going to sing
something out loud on the telephone wire.
Get this woman
and
off.
And some just clap their hands or paws or anything they've got now.
Lynn, thank you very much indeed.
You're a bit rude to Lynn.
For goodness sake, she's just trying to sing.
Lynn, I apologise on the behalf of Stephen for that rude behaviour.